Today is the 27th day of Kislev. And before we go on to the Shia Tanya for today, yesterday's Hayem Yom reads that it is a day of Hisvadus, a time for Fabingen. We start saying Talum Motor. And Ner Chanukah is after Havdalah. And Kedem Amirat V'yitem Lucha. And in the Shul, Bebeis HaKnesses, Ner Chanukah is Kedem Havdalah. Ner Chanukah comes before Havdalah. B'yem Shabbos Kedush HaMevarchem HaChedush, on the Shabbos in which we bless the new month, it's a Shabbos Mevarchem, Hashkem Babeke Yiskapzu Anash V'beis HaKnesses, early in the morning, Chassidim should get together in Shul, saying Tilim, Lahagid Kol HaTilim, to say the entire Chassidim. Achar Amiza, Yilmedu Kishoa Maimer Shel Chassidus, after saying Tilim, they should learn for about an hour a Maimer of Chassidus, Shiyye Muvan Lakoil V'achakach Tzula. The Maimer should be understood for everybody, understandable to everybody, and then davening. Meyid HaEsvadus, Kifi Hazman Shiyagbilu, Masim L'tnai HaMokim. The time for the Fabringen should be appointed, should be chosen, according to the conditions of the place. Mokim dizosom lahatzlocha begashmis ubiruchnis. The place in which they live with success begashmis ubiruchnis. After saying the Tehillim HaShabbos Mevarchem, they should say Kaddish Yosom. And if there is a chiyuv, a yartzeit or an oval, then you say Kaddish Yosom achar kol seifa, after each one of the svarim of the Tehillim. Chapter 3, Peirik Gimel in the Tanya. So far the Alter Rebbe has told us that there are two neshamis. One neshama, one nefesh, is a nefesh habahamis. It comes from klipa. It produces all the evil inclination, even evil characteristics that a person has. And in the Jew, it creates also the good characteristics with which we are born. That's not yet godliness, but it is goodness. The godly soul, the second soul, is a literal part of God from above. It is breathed into us rather than spoken, because it comes from an inner, intense or internal part of God's life, of God Himself. And in spite of the differences between souls, every soul remains united and nurtured ultimately from this origin of all souls, from the divine wisdom. Now every level of these three, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, kulula me'esa b'chinais. In other words, the soul is made up of 10 faculties. Keneged eses v'yedes elyeneis shenishtal shavu mehem. They correspond to the 10 divine attributes because they descend and they originate in those attributes. So since they devolve from those attributes, that's why they have the same number. Hanechlokis l'shtayim, these divine attributes are divided into two categories in Kabbalah. Shehein sholish imeis v'sheva kfulis. These two categories are described in Kabbalah as number one, mothers, parents, and number two, secondaries, or doubles. Pirush, what does this mean? Chochma bina v'das v'shivas imei habinyan. The two categories are intellect and emotion. Intellect is Chochma, Bina, and Das, and then the 7 days of creation represent the 7 emotions, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, etc. So what in Kabbalah is called parents, in Chassidus is called Seichel, and what in Kabbalah is called Kfulais is in Chassidus called Midas. Kach b'nefesh ha'odom shenechlokis l'shtayim Seichel u'midas. Same is true in the neshama. The 10 faculties of the neshama are also divided into 2 categories, and they are called seichel and midas. Haseichel kailu chochma bina v'das. Seichel includes the 3 faculties of chochma, bina, and das. V'hamidas hein avas Hashem u'pachdei v'yirosei u'lefari. And the emotions Here we're talking about the godly soul. The godly soul's emotions is the love of God, the fear of God, awe of God, and glorification in God. The Chabad nikru imesu makil amideis. Why is Chabad called mothers or parent? Because Chabad is the origin, the parent, of the emotions. Ki hamideis hem teldes Chabad. Because the emotions are born from Chabad, out of Chabad. Out of intelligence, emotions are created or generated. So to understand this more clearly, how does Seichel generate emotions? The intelligence of the intelligent soul. In other words, the soul is inherently intelligent. So this intelligence, Shehu Hamaskil Kol Davar, which is the ability to comprehend any subject, Nikra B'Shem Chochma. That's the faculty that is described as Chochma. And Chochma is a composite word, Koyach Ma, the potential for what there is to know. In other words, this basic condition of intelligence, the fact that a human being is intelligent, capable of knowing, that's called Chochma. So Chochma means the ability to comprehend. More specifically, the ability to come up with original ideas. And when he brings this potential into the actual, in other words, he takes a concept and he begins to develop it, he takes a subject and he wants to delve into it and to build it with all of its details and give it structure and flesh it out, beginning with a concept that he has already conceived, a concept that he already understood, but now he wants to develop it, then this faculty, the developing of the idea, is nikra bina. This is called bina. As it is in a physical father and mother, that the child is born through the contribution of both father and mother, only the father's contribution is the beginnings of life, the first impulse of life, on the other hand, this life in the father is unrecognizable, it doesn't have details, it doesn't have structure, it doesn't have parts. In the mother, this life energy, this potential, begins to take on form and to take on shape until it becomes a full-fledged, detailed, and recognizable human being. And the same is true also in the relationship between intellect and emotion, that the intellect, Chochma and Bina, Hein Heim, Avoim Hamelides Avas Hashem V'Yirosei U'Pachdei, they are the parents, the father and the mother, that give birth to the emotions. And the emotions are the love of God and the fear of God. What needs to be explained yet is how exactly this happens, and where does Das fit in? We've only explained Chochma and Bina. And where do the other emotions come in? We've only mentioned love and fear. Today's Hayem Yem, Chav Zayin Kislev, the 27th of Kislev, the third day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that the Maiser Hasheni Shel Rabbeinu Hazaken, the second imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, the second time that he was arrested, was in the year Tavkuf Samach Aleph, year 1800. Lo Yoshav B'Tvisa U'Maiser Kovid K'Vidishena. He wasn't imprisoned as harshly, it wasn't as harsh an imprisonment as the first time. Aval Hamalshinus Hoysa K'Veda Yese. But the accusations, the charges, were even more severe, more ominous. Because the main complaint or the accusation was against the teachings of Hasidus, not so much against the Rebbe himself, and the opposition was very intense. Hayatov was b'Tayni Soviet. He was imprisoned in Tayni Soviet, the fortress called Tayni Soviet, and Yem Sheyotza L'Chedus, the day that he came out of that second imprisonment, was Ne'er Gimel de Hanukkah. It was the third light of the third day of Hanukkah.